At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
This is the Adam Carriker Show.
Position right of the quarterback, out of the shotgun, first and 20. Jailbreak screen in the air. It is tipped. It is intercepted by Carriker at the Missouri 21-yard line.
Live from the heart of Lincoln, America, 8-year NFL vet and All-American defensive lineman Adam Carriker.
Shotgun snap to Everett. He's got the left arm going, and now he's got a whole lot of Adam Carriker who rips him down inside the 25-yard line.
93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com. Here is your host, Adam Carriker.
Welcome in, ladies and gentlemen, to the Adam Carriker Show here on 93.7 The Ticket. It's a glorious Monday morning. It's a freaking heat wave. What is it, like 30 degrees? Feels like a million. No, what is it, like 50, 60 degrees today?
I think so.
Dude, my kids were like, what? It's above negative 80,000. You know, they had 4 days off of school last week. Like, I love my children, but how do I put this nicely? I'm glad they're back in school learning. I'll put it that way, Jake. As much as I enjoy spending time with them, I have things I need to do that are much harder to do when I've got 6 wonderful little Carrikerites running around the house. But I'm a little bit behind this week, but that's okay. We've got a heat wave running through Lincoln, Nebraska, which means it's like 50 degrees, 60 degrees. But it's a beautiful, beautiful, glorious Monday morning. We've got a loaded show. Loaded show, as always. I'll shock you with that. All right. I mean, I've got one. I mean, I don't even know how many pieces of paper here. So there's the paper notes. That doesn't include everything that's been texted to me that I've rifled through. And that doesn't mean even include the clips that I bombarded Jake with over this past weekend from Troy Dannon's most recent interview, which was one of the most revealing interviews I've heard in a while. I was listening to the interview and I was like, you know what? I'm just going to pick a couple of clips here, whatever's most interesting. And I think I said Jake 3. And I was like, here's another one. I'm like, all right, here's the last one. I was like, oh my God, we have to run this one. Like from noon to 1, we're pretty much just going to go through Troy Dannon's most recent interview. I mean, he talks about, however you want to phrase it, backing out of the Tennessee game. Okay. And he talks about the spring game. And there's going to be some flag football. There's going to be some media guys involved, some former players involved. They're doing some cool things with the volleyball team. Maybe get a women's flag football game going. There are some leagues around this state. There's actually a tackle football league. I'm going to bring that coach on. I just spoke with their coach last week and to bring her on this show at some point in the next couple of weeks. But they're going to do a whole bunch of things, try to make this thing as exciting as they possibly can. There's going to be a volleyball match that same day. All right. So lots to talk about today. Noon to 1 is going to be loaded as always. Carriker's Trivia Challenge. We'll be back. All right, from noon to 1. This whole upcoming hour. I mean, we've got softball, we've got baseball, we've got men's basketball, women's basketball, wrestling, women's tennis, all sorts of a Husker sports roundup that we're going to get you caught up on. But before I do that, I have a question for the fine folks at home, because I'm literally walking in the ticket and I'm chatting with a buddy of mine, Jeff Duda. You may not know him, but he runs one of the top 15 most successful music companies in America. Him and his wife build it from the ground up. Top 15 right here in the great state of Nebraska. By the way, he's like, Adam, I almost got hit by a meteor this weekend. I was like, what? Are you like dreaming or living out your fantasies in real life? Like, what's going on? He's like, no. And then somebody else actually called it in their small town in Nebraska and to the police station. Everything comes back around full circle. They call Jeff and they're like, did you see this? He's like, yeah, it about hit my house. I was standing out in my front yard. Basically, they had a small meteor hit this part of Nebraska. I forget what the town is called. It's a small town. But anyways, I digress. He writes for the website. He writes for CarrikerChronicles.com. He's a huge Husker fan, a lot of knowledge, very successful. But I'm chatting with him as I'm pulling in the parking garage, getting ready to walk in the studio here at the ticket. And he goes, Adam, we have got, amongst his closest friends, we've got a bet going on. And I want to pose this question to the fine folks at home or the people driving around or wherever you're consuming this wonderful show. What's going to happen first? Nebraska men's basketball winning their first NCAA tournament basketball game, or Nebraska football getting into the college football playoff? What's going to happen first? I want to know the answer to that question, ladies and gentlemen. Well, men's basketball, whether it's this year or at some point in the future, win their first ever NCAA tournament basketball game. Will that happen first? Or will Matt Rhule and his boys, the football team, make the college football playoff? All right. Let them know. If they don't know, let them know. What's that number they can text that answer into there, Jake?
402-464-5685.
What do you think, Jake? What's going to happen first? What's going to happen? Because one could literally happen sometime in this next month.
Yeah.
Or it's never happened up to this point. Technically, the other one's never happened, but really the 12-team CFP, which is going to 14, it's very, very new. Meanwhile, we just had our first winning season of football in 9 years. So what do you think is going to happen first?
Well, unfortunately, I always kind of think when I hear a question like this, I think back to the year 2000. You could have asked, will Nebraska men's basketball win a tournament game first, or will Nebraska football win a conference championship? Mm. And we still wouldn't know. So, this question could go a lot further than you intend it to.
That's a dark point.
Because, yes, it could be finished up here in the next couple months, or it could go another 20 years.
Oh, it won't go 20 years. That won't happen, will it?
I sure hope not.
Okay. I'm all for expanding the playoff in football to 96 teams at this point. Let's just keep expanding. All right. I want to know, well, as people are texting in, let me know what they think. You can just simply text your answer. You can give a why not, whatever the case may be. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Adam Carriker Show. If you don't know, now you know. Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Central Time. Grab your lunch. Come join us. What you're going to hear is Husker Sports. I almost forgot my own tagline. Husker Sports, college football, and sports in general. I blended the unique. I was like, wait, unique insight doesn't come yet, because what you're going to get is unique insight, unbridled honesty. And producer Jake and I are going to have a whole lot of fun in the process. And if you're interested, on Wednesday, Steve Taylor, I believe it's now 11 to noon. Is that correct?
Yeah,
11 to noon. Former All-American Nebraska quarterback Steve Taylor does a great job. I wish he was on more than 1 hour a week, but he does a phenomenal job. Check him out every Wednesday, 11 to noon, and then noon to 1 p.m. You get one-on-one with DP, the face that runs the place. Although, let's be honest. Let's be real about this, Jake. The final boss is Rebecca. I'm using all sorts of wrestling terms that either you're going to get or you're not, and that's okay. But the face that runs the place is DP. The final boss is Rebecca. Do you agree? I'm putting you right on the spot.
I'm going to answer that.
That's okay. I've said it to DP, and he laughed and smiled, so I figured okay to say on air. All right. You know, I'll give my answer real quick. What I think will happen first. No matter what I say, somebody else is going to feel insulted. For me, like, the basketball team, they're actually projected to still get in the playoff. I've looked up the odds, which the men and the women are actually still projected to get. Well, so there's not updated odds since Saturday for the women. And obviously the women had a rough day yesterday versus Washington. But they were, as of Saturday, projected to be a 10 seed, play Utah in the first round of the NCAA women's tournament. And the men are actually still projected to get in. All you got to do is win one game. So I will put it right out there. This team has shown that they can beat. They play number 12 Michigan tonight, by the way. They can beat ranked teams. They can beat very good basketball teams. And then the other side of the coin can happen. So who knows what in the blue hell is going to happen if we do get in. What's going to happen tonight against number 12 Michigan? I think this is a huge game for the men tonight. And Nebraska's actually favored by 1.5 over the Wolverines in Pinnacle Bank Arena tonight. So we're going to talk about that a little bit as well. I'm going to go with the football team making the playoff. And I'm not uber confident because the men could literally win their first NCAA tournament game here sometime in the next month. And they've shown they can do it. We don't know what's going to happen. I'm going to go simply because of the way college football is going. Nebraska's schedule, it almost makes me want to vomit because we said this all last offseason. It was very favorable. Who would have thought that Illinois and Indiana, before the season, would be significantly better teams than Iowa and Wisconsin, especially at the time that we played Iowa and Wisconsin? Who would have thought that? So you never know what's going to happen. But I do believe Nebraska's going to be better. Our coaches have been upgraded. The schedule appears to be favorable this upcoming season. We'll see how it actually plays out. And they're just going to keep expanding this playoff. So for me, I'm going to go with the football team. I don't want to go 51% because that's like a cop-out. So I'm going to go like 53% confidence. Is that still a cop-out? At least I can round up to 55. 55% confidence.
Oh, there you go, yeah.
You still didn't give an answer. You totally ducked the answer. I just realized that.
You noticed that. Oh.
Yes. That was a phenomenal job, by the way. Great distraction.
Yeah.
I wish I was better at doing that with my wife, but she's not listening today. She's actually out buying a Suburban, so I can say these things now. She'll listen later, and I'll get in trouble later. All right, you have to give an answer, though. What is your answer?
You know what? I would probably go with the men's basketball team.
Okay.
I know it's never happened, so, I mean, even that, I don't feel great in doing it. But at least I know they're likely going to get a shot. I think they can punch their ticket tonight if you beat Michigan. If not, I mean, they're on ESPN, they're listed as the last four byes, but they're the last in that. So if you get five instead of four, like, everybody gets nervous. Last four in, that'd be terrible. Well, Nebraska's like the last five in. So it's very important. I mean, it's far from a lock. But I do think that if they do get there this year, they've shown the ability, obviously, to play down to competition. And people are frustrated now coming off that previous loss to Penn State, but also to be able to knock off, you know, some big time teams that are going to be in the tournament. So I'm going to go with that just because I think that they have a chance to get in. And Nebraska football's got some work to do to get into the playoff in my mind.
Let's be real. Statistically, neither one of them seem likely. If you just look at the recent stats, Jake pointed out, I'm going to throw this on Jake, since 2000, I'm putting that totally on you. All right, statistically, neither one seems likely. At some point, I firmly believe they're both going to happen. Okay, and I do think it will not take another 20 years. I do believe it won't take another 20 years for both those things to happen. And I'd be happy to be wrong if Nebraska men's basketball team won their first tournament game this year. Because to be clear, I'm rooting for both things to happen. But I'm not one of those guys that's going to pose a question and then distract and duck it as I stare at Jake here. I'm going to make myself answer. Jake went with men's basketball. Not going to argue. All right. Strength of confidence. I went with 55% with the football team. All right. What's your strength of confidence here? We're not talking strength of schedule. Strength of confidence. What do you got, Jake?
Oh, boy. I mean, it can't be much more than yours just because, that's the question. The whole question is it's a tough one to pick.
Yeah.
So I think I'll probably go around with, 50. Would you go with 53?
Yeah, don't you go 54 or something like that.
I'll go $1, Bob. Yeah, I'll go 54. Gosh. I'll go over just to sound like I'm a little bit more confident than you.
He didn't pay attention. I said I'm rounding up to 55, so I beat you by one. Has anybody said anything on the text line yet?
Yeah, we got some responses.
Okay, what do we got
here? Dave Braska says basketball wins not one, but two games in the NCAA tournament this year.
It's possible.
Bill and Bennett says football team gets to the playoffs.
All right.
5162 says basketball winning first for sure. This team made it last year. They're staying consistent this year, which is something
what?
They haven't done since the 90s.
What? What? Okay. What? He said for sure the basketball team. Like, what? First, what is what? All right. The old Stone Cold Steve Austin. What chant? Like, for sure? For sure? What? And then consistent? You can describe these basketball teams as a lot of things that I love here in Lincoln, Nebraska, men's and women's. But consistent is not one of them for either team. Would you describe either team with the C word, Jake?
No.
Okay. All right. I love the text, though, but we are allowed to disagree. All right. Anything else?
Just 1922 says Huskers do both finally this year.
Ooh, both in the same year. What a year that would be.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Husker Sports Roundup begins now. The Nebraska volleyball program will take part. Huskers to play in the AVCA First Serve Showcase at Pinnacle Bank Arena. Nebraska volleyball program will take part in the 2025 AVCA First Serve Showcase at Pinnacle Bank Arena in Lincoln on August 22nd through the 24th. The First Serve Showcase will feature 10 of the nation's top programs. Two matches will be played each day on the 22nd, 23rd, and 24th of August at Pinnacle Bank Arena. To cap off the showcase, two matches will be played on Monday, 25th, at the Sanford Pentagon in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Nebraska will face Pittsburgh on Friday, August 22nd, and Stanford on Sunday, August 24th at Pinnacle Bank Arena. Match order and start times have not been set as of just yet. Other matchups at Pinnacle Bank Arena will include Florida versus Stanford, Creighton versus Penn State. Ooh, I gotta know. Because that's...
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
The team that knocked us out of the NCAA tournament and our in-state rival going head-to-head. Also, it's Big Ten brethren, yet Nebraska brethren. Who are you rooting for in that one, Jake? I'm just putting him on the spot today. Ooh. He wasn't prepared for any of this. Neither was I, honestly. This is a lot of this off the cuff.
I'd probably go for Creighton. I think I can pick on my brother, but you can't type of deal.
I like that. I like that logic. I would probably go for Creighton too. If you notice, I don't mind talking Creighton on this show. Nobody's hurled the term J-Skur at me. That would be just not ass a 7 or ass 8. That'd be ass a 9. But if you've noticed, I like to talk multiple sports. I like to talk men's sports and women's sports. And we're going to talk UNO baseball here in a minute. They beat number 2 LSU. Are you freaking kidding me? UNO basketball. Have you seen their celebrations in the locker room? They brought in AEW wrestlers for anybody who has no idea what AEW stands for. It's All Elite Wrestling. They are a company that started to try to compete with WWE. They are not even coming close. They're getting mollywopped, but they still exist. They have wrestlers, and they showed up in the UNO locker room, a basketball team locker room, after the last game, and they were dropping some elbows on the trash can. So I'm game for talking anything, pretty much college football, Huskers, and Nebraska-related, and then sports in general as well. Putting myself on the spot between Creighton and Penn State, just because they knocked us out. I have a hard time rooting for Penn State, so I'm going to go with Creighton in that one. That's who I'm going to root for. Kansas and Vanderbilt, Florida versus Pittsburgh will also play on the 24th. On the 25th, in Sioux Falls, Minnesota. In Sioux Falls, comma, Minnesota will face Texas A&M, comma, and we'll play, Kansas will play Penn State. All right, ticket information. See if I can help folks with where to find tickets real quick. A ticket pre-sale event. A pre-sale event with an access code will begin on Thursday, February 27th at noon Central Time and will end on March 7th. Only 3-day packages will be available to purchase. All right, a little bit of volleyball update. And there's a little bit more to that as well. Danny Busboom Kelly not only took over the title of Nebraska head coach from Coach Cook, but he will also supplant him as the highest paid coach in the Big Ten. All right, what are your thoughts on her being the highest paid coach in the Big Ten right out the gate, Jake?
It makes sense. Again, her resume is about as good as anybody's that could take over in college volleyball. So, you know, initially, if you think about it, you're like, oh, man, that's kind of jarring. But then when you really think, okay, that's the quality of volleyball coach you're bringing in.
What about Penn State's head coach? They just won a national title. Wouldn't she go, hey, we just knocked out Nebraska. We just won the national title. Okay, I about pulled another wrestling. So Kevin Nash and Scott Hall back in the day, they had in their contracts with WCW, if anybody remembers World Championship Wrestling, in their contracts, any wrestler that came in and was making more than them, they automatically got a raise to, what was it, 2 pennies more than that incoming wrestler. Every time a higher paid wrestler came in, they got a raise. So when Hogan came in 1994, they got a raise. Like, if I'm Penn State's head coach, I want that. I don't know. I just thought I'd throw that out there. I did not plan on talking so much wrestling. We'll get back to Husker sports, college football, and sports in general. Real quick, before we dive into some softball, basketball, wrestling, etc., keep your eye on Omaha Millard South quarterback Jet Tamala. He's quickly getting more and more offers. He's in the 2026 class. Iowa State, Missouri, Michigan are all showing serious interest. If you're Nebraska and these other schools are showing interest in a current in-state product, Nebraska was not listed. Now, I don't know if Nebraska's talked to him. I don't even know if they've offered him. I'm just going to be blunt. Do you know if they've offered him?
I'm not sure.
Okay. Would you immediately pick up the phone and call him? Or is it more about the fit, et cetera, with you, Jake?
I think you got to go after him. I mean, this Dylan Raiola situation has kind of maybe let us forget about where we've been before. It's hard to get. And that's why I never understood not going after Joe Burrow. I get they had Adrian Martinez and all that. But when you have a guy that's a 4-star going to Ohio State, you're not usually in those conversations to begin with. So if they would allow you to be, and if you can get an in-state kid, maybe you can get him. It's weird to say this now at a discount, whatever. you have to get into it. Cause I don't know what year the younger Raiola is coming in. I suppose I'd have to think about, 2 quarterbacks per class and all that. So, there's a lot of politics at play, but in general, yeah, go after the in-state kid that's getting attention.
I believe Dayton is a senior right now, Dayton Raiola. I'm pretty sure he's 2 years younger than his brother. I believe that is correct. You want to hear a shot across the bow, and then we'll move on?
Yeah.
Do you really think Joe Burrow's better than what we had here at that time?
I think so. But the argument is always he wouldn't have been what he was at but he would have been. Still, I think, would have elevated the program.
All right, the strain was real on that shot. All right, here we go. Nebraska softball. Over the weekend, let's see here. They played 6 games. They won 4 of them. Played 2 ranked teams. All right, and those were the 2 losses. UCLA's pretty darn good, number 4 in the country. Duke doesn't just play basketball, number 11 in the country in women's softball. Those were the two losses. All right. But the wins, 4-1 over Baylor, 12-4 over San Jose State, 11-1 in just five innings over Howard, 10-2 in just five innings over Utah. The softball team now sits at 12-4, and they're trying to load up the ranked teams in this preseason schedule. They have now played five ranked teams already, just 12 games into the season. I've talked about it. The Big Ten is not exactly loaded with a bunch of ranked teams. I'm looking through the rest of their schedule. Once you hit the Big Ten, anyways, oh man, there might be one ranked team as of right now. And obviously these changes, these rankings can come and go and up and down and change and in and out, all that good stuff. Really, Oregon, UCLA, and Nebraska are kind of the three softball teams to keep your eye on in the Big Ten. And I don't see Oregon on the schedule. With the amount of baseball and basketball and softball games that you can play, why in the world are we not playing everybody in our conference at least once? But it is what it is. As far as the game, their most recent game versus Utah, Nebraska bats shined as the number 16 softball team down the Utah Utes in five innings by a score of 10-2 on a Sunday. Nebraska out-hit the Utes 10-3, and the Huskers were 4-7 with runners in scoring position. If you remember the last time we talked Nebraska softball in that loss on Friday, they were 0-13 with runners in scoring position. So that's a huge deal and a drastic improvement right there. Situational awareness, situational success is huge in every sport, but especially when you come to like 2-minute situations, red zone situations, third down in football, and in baseball and softball, runners in scoring position. It's a big deal for obvious reasons. All right. Let's see. Abby Squire led the offense, going 3-for-3 with 2 home runs and 4 RBIs. The game was the 4th multi-homer game of her career. Casey Hoffman added 2 hits, and Hoffman and Ava Breadwell also homered for the Huskers. Jordy Ball, who's 5-2 on the year, pitched all 5 innings for the Big Red and allowed 2 runs while striking out 5 batters and walking 1 en route to the win. All right, let's see what else we got here. A quick note on the Duke game. Number 15 Duke, as I mentioned, they beat Nebraska 3-0. All right, in 8 innings, Jordy Ball in that game threw 7 no-hit innings and struck out 10 batters, and she had 2 of Nebraska's 5 hits. And that situational success was not so phenomenal against the Blue Devils. The Huskers were 0-14 with runners on base, just runners on base in general. All right, final notes from Sunday's game versus Utah. Sorry for bouncing around there, but the second inning marked the second time over this past weekend that Nebraska posted 3 or more home runs in the same inning. There was a point in time, I've never seen this before. Nebraska's offense was heating up in the third inning against San Jose State. Again, bouncing from game to game. They play so many games, it's okay. They hit 4 home runs in a row. Have you ever seen 4 home runs in a row? Like at any level?
Whew. I think... Might have been 4 in Major League Baseball a long time ago, but very rare, yeah.
I've seen 3. Quite a few. Yeah. I don't want to say quite a few times, but like I've seen it. And when I see it, I'm like, wow, that's insanely impressive. Back-to-back's impressive. I've never seen 4 in a row in my entire life. I'm sure it's happened. All right, Abby Squire logged 2 home runs. I already mentioned that for her 4th multi-homer game. Also tied her career high for home runs in a single game. Nebraska posted its 10th run rule victory in the season. In just their first 16 games, again, they're 12-4. The Huskers have outscored their opponents 134-21 in their 11 victories this season, including a 123-19 margin in their 10-run rule wins. Nebraska scored 10 runs, which marked the 9th time in 16 games the Huskers have scored 10 or more runs. Nebraska successfully secured a 4-2 record this weekend, marking the first time the team has had a winning record at the Mary Nutter Collegiate Classic since 2011 when they went 4-1. All right. Final thoughts on softball. Then we're going to chat basketball, baseball, wrestling, etc. We are, 1-4 versus ranked teams. So all 4 of our losses have been to quality opponents, ranked teams. And when we are playing not ranked teams, we mollywop them. 10 of our 12 wins have been mercy rules, 5 innings or less. How do we? Because we get runners on base. 0-13 in our loss, as I mentioned last Friday. 0-14 with runners on base, not necessarily in scoring position in our most recent loss that against Duke. And I'm like, how do we find that consistency against better opponents. Obviously, it's harder. Obviously, it's more difficult. But we're blowing teams out of the water that we should be blowing out of the water. How do we then not find a way to be more successful? We got one win versus a ranked team, number 6, Tennessee, 7-1 to open the season February 6th. But how do we find that consistency against the better teams, in your opinion, Jake?
I don't know. I mean, that is the big question, right? You know, Nebraska volleyball historically or recently, I should at least say, has, you know, there's some years when they can jump up and beat that top 25 team. This certainly feels like that type of year. But that generally is, you know, there can be a gap in between those spots, right, to try to get there. Hopefully confidence, and hopefully what you want, obviously, is once you get to conference play, and there's less top 25 teams that get there. But hopefully this stretch of playing such difficult games can get, you know, build their confidence and get them going when they play some of these more difficult teams down the line. I mean, that's the best I got. I don't have the magic answer. I'm sorry.
I love how you ended that. It was also I figured out pay me millions of dollars. That's what Jake says. All right. So actually, Dayton Raiola's class of 2026. Which is the same class as Millard South quarterback Jet Tamala, which is maybe why Nebraska has not been mentioned. So I want to hear what people have to say on the text line. All right, what's going to happen first? Nebraska men's basketball wins their first NCAA tournament game ever, or the Nebraska football team, all right, makes the college football playoff. Also, like, Dayton's coming to Nebraska. It would be pretty surprising at this point, after his long commitment, all the ties, et cetera, that they have, the family has with Nebraska, the sisters, even in the football building right now, along with Dylan and Donovan, and obviously everything that we know with the family. So would you still go after him? And can I pose a stupid question?
Sure.
I'm going to look up stuff during the break. Do we go after the right quarterback? Ooh, this Jet or Dayton? I want to know what people on the text line think. I'm not trying to stir up trouble. This is just, to me, an interesting conversation. That's all it is. Okay. Not trouble seeking, just interesting conversation looking, if that difference makes sense. All right, don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.